Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. Glad to have you along. Today is Tuesday. It's February the 9th. And boy, it's going to be an interesting show today. I'm really glad you were able to stop by. Today, I'm going to be talking about going through the motions. And specifically, boy, this is going to be an uncomfortable one. I'm going to talk about something that's going to make me look pretty bad. I'm sure you're going to love that. But I think it's something that we need to talk about, going through the motions. An incident that happened to me today. I wrote about this in my daily email reflection, and it's something that happened this morning. And I think that I think it can benefit us to address this. And I'll tell you the story after we pray. But essentially, something happened today that reminded me that I'm not as holy as I would like to think I am, and I was a little disappointed in myself. And then I went to Mass and heard something in the Gospel, and we'll read the Gospel from today's daily Mass, that really just hammered the point home. And I think as we head into Lent, what are we, a week and a day away from Ash Wednesday, I think as we head into the Lenten season, it's a great time for us to really take a look at our lives and ask ourselves the question, am I sometimes going through the motions? It's not anything we like to admit. It's not anything I especially like to admit. But I honestly think it's something that I have to admit, that there are times that we do go through the motions. And here's the good news about it. As we go into the Lenten season, it's a time for us to look at our walk with Jesus and really acknowledge that there are times that we are just going through the motions, that we're just giving him lip service, that we're just saying the words of our prayers, but we're not really giving it all we got. And every one of us is going to be guilty of that at times. That's not that bad because we're human. And I'm not letting any of us off the hook, but it's not that bad. What's really bad is if we don't care to address the fact that we might be going through the motions. And that's what we really need to look at. Is there anything that I can do to get better or be more present? Maybe that's a better way to phrase it. When I'm praying to Jesus, when I'm spending time with him, is there anything that I can do to really give it, to really take it more seriously and make sure I'm praying from the heart. Make sure that this is a real, genuine relationship. I told you this is going to be a tough show, but don't worry, you don't have to look bad. I'm the guy who's going to look bad because I'm going to tell you something that happened today that really drove that point home. Okay, so let's pray. Let's pray to our Heavenly Father today. Let's take a couple of minutes and put ourselves in his presence, or I should say just recognize that we are in his presence, because we don't really need to do anything to place ourselves in his presence. But I think what we need to do is to remember that we are in his presence. And you know, when you talk about praying from the heart, I think one of the best things that we can do is make it a point to not rush, to spend a few minutes preparing before we start praying, and then to shorten your prayers if you have to. If you have less time on your hands, to shorten your prayers, but really be engaged in them. So let's try our best to do that right now. Let's really picture ourselves in the presence of our Father in heaven, who loves us with an unconditional love. And let's turn to him right now as we begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for being with us today. Father, this is not something that I ever want to take for granted. You know, I start these shows every day, Father, and I've got things on my mind. I got things that I want to talk about. I might have things that I have to do after the program. And you know what, Father? Sometimes I don't give you the attention that you deserve. I really want to work on that, Father. And I think we all want to work on that this day. So I ask you through your Holy Spirit to help me to really picture you surrounding me. Of course, you're invisible, so that's a little hard to picture you, but I can picture you as if you were the air which surrounds me. You're everywhere. And I picture you loving me so much so that you created me out of nothing. Cell by cell, you put my arms in place, my legs, my ears, the hairs on my head. You created me. You designed me. I'm custom built according to your specifications. And Father, that's really incredible that you cared enough to do that. So I want to thank you for that. I thank you for allowing me to spend time with you. You know what I need. You know what we all need, Father. Please provide for our needs this day. And make us aware of what you would like us to do. How can we serve you this day? Father, I ask you to send your Spirit upon me, to give me the words for the show, to open our minds and our hearts so that we can all be receptive to your message and willing to put it into practice. Heavenly Father, we ask for these things in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, don't you think we all do that sometimes? We rush through our prayers or we're thinking about something else. I am somebody who has always struggled with daydreaming. That's always been my thing. When I was in school, it was a big cross for me because I wouldn't pay attention because I'm thinking about all kinds of other things. And, you know, you should be paying attention in school. So it was always difficult for me. But I think we can really do that with our prayers because of the fact that we can't see God. We can't see Jesus. We can't see the Holy Spirit. Sure, we can see Jesus in the Eucharist, but he doesn't look like a person. He looks like a host, piece of bread. So it's difficult. It requires work. And it can be challenging, and we can get distracted. But I think sometimes the Holy Spirit lets us crash a little bit, get an awakening, make us realize that we have some work to do when it comes to this type of thing. So I think today's show is coming about for a reason. Hey, if you're a first-time listener, welcome. My name is Gary Zimek. The name of the show is Following the Truth. We do this every Monday through Friday, 30 minutes each day. You're always welcome. There's always an extra chair for you at the table. If you want to find out more about my work, please visit my website, followingthetruth.com. Okay, a few things. Give Up Worry for Lent 2021 is about ready to kick off. It's going to be kicking off officially on EWTN Radio on the Sunrise Morning Show, 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time on Ash Wednesday. It's my regular segment on the Sunrise Morning Show, but every year I use it as the official beginning to Give Up Worry for Lent. So the movement, the 2021 Give Up Worry for Lent movement will be officially starting on that show on February the 17th on Ash Wednesday at 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time on EWTN Radio's The Sunrise Morning Show. Now, few things about tomorrow. Tomorrow is Wednesday, February the 10th. I got several radio appearances tomorrow. I'm going to be on the Sunrise Morning Show. We're kind of going to do a pre-Lent show tomorrow. That's at 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time. And then at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, I'll be on Catholic Answers Live. And the fun thing about that is we're also doing video, so you can get to see me. I have one of those faces for radio. It's always harder when I have to do video. So it's going to be airing live on Catholic Answers Live. And then there's going to be a YouTube stream of the program as well, so you could catch that, as well as I think they do a podcast. We're going to be talking about Give Up Worry for Lent. And then I'm going to have an announcement that I'm going to be making about another book that's going to be coming out. So you might want to tune in for that. Also, right after that, at 7:20 p.m. Eastern Time, I will be on the Busted Halo Show. So also talking about Give Up Worry for Lent. So a lot of radio in my future tomorrow. I hope you're able to catch some of those broadcasts. And of course, I'm going to be here as well on Following the Truth. So it's going to be pretty hard to miss me tomorrow. I'm going to be all over the place. But if you have any questions or you need more information, please visit my website, followingthetruth.com, or email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Okay? Let's see. So this morning, I told you that something's going to not make me look really good. So I want to talk about this. This morning, I woke up early. I woke up really early. I got up at like 3 a.m. It was kind of crazy. One of those nights where, you know, I just heard something and I just couldn't get back to sleep. So I got up early, said my prayers, felt really good about myself. Got my prayer books out, did some good spiritual reading, talked to the Holy Spirit this morning, had a nice conversation with the Holy Spirit. A lot of mornings I talk to the Father, but I really keyed in on the Holy Spirit today. I talked to the Father later, talked to Jesus. I was feeling really good. And Eileen, my wife, woke up about an hour and a half later or so. And, you know, feeling really good about myself. I remember saying to the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to work through me, to control my thoughts, to inspire my thoughts, my words, my actions this day, to control my emotions, because I realize that my emotions get me into trouble. Well, Holy Spirit did his job. I can't blame the Holy Spirit for this. So anyway, I'm feeling pretty good about myself. And, you know, I think we can do that sometimes. I thought it was a really good, productive prayer session today. I felt, you know, I was really engaged. I was giving it my best shot. So I went in the shower. Eileen took a shower. We had breakfast. I went in the shower, and my daughter Elizabeth had to work today, so she had to go take a shower. I think she was going in before me. Okay, so I'm in the shower, right? Still feeling pretty good, ready to take on the day, you know, all empowered and everything. As I am finishing up, getting dried off, getting ready, because we were going to church. We were going to Mass after I got out of the shower. I heard Eileen and Elizabeth have this conversation. It's something to the effect of, well, I don't know. Eileen said, I don't know how to fix it. Maybe Dad knows how to fix it, but right now I can't do anything. And I'm thinking like, uh-oh. This isn't good. You know, look, I'm not handy around the house. I don't like challenges. When they call me, can you come in a hurry, and they need me to kill a bug, I don't want to do it because I don't like bugs, you know. So I'm thinking, whatever this is, this doesn't sound good. And the conversation sounded a little urgent. So I'm not liking the way this is going. So I get out of the shower, right? I almost wanted to stay in, but figured I'm all prayed up. I'm ready to go. I have to go to Mass. So I need to get out of the shower. So I left. I got out of the bathroom, and Eileen said, we were both drying our hair, and we tripped a circuit breaker, and which can happen because both of the outlets that they use were on the same circuit. And Eileen was at the breaker, at the control panel, and she had already tried to flip the switch, the breaker that tripped back into the on position. And I don't like electrical problems. I just don't, because it's one of those things that makes me nervous, and I don't know anything about electricity. I know how to fix the tripped breakers. But I was a little nervous about the way things were progressing and thinking like, uh-oh, is this going to be a big problem? And now I'm going to have to call an electrician into the house, and there's COVID going on. I got to bring an electrician in. You know how it goes. The mind starts to go out of control a little bit. So I'm starting to get spun up, forgetting the fact, but here's the thing. This is even better. Before I went out and I heard them talking about what seemed to be like an urgent situation, I asked the Holy Spirit to help me. I said, Holy Spirit, help me to remain calm and to know what to do. But, you know, the Holy Spirit's going to help. But the Holy Spirit's not going to force you to do something that you don't want to do. So I felt it was time to give a nice long lecture about the reasons that we can't both use hair dryers. And I have this tendency to go on and on and on and on and just not shut up to the point where I can be really annoying. You know, I'm not proud of this, but I tend to do this. So poor Eileen is at the fuse box. She's trying to show me what she did. And all I kept saying was, please get out of the way. Get out of the way. Let me get in. Because I just wanted to resolve this. Because I had an idea what might have happened. Sometimes when these fuses go, they kind of get stuck halfway. So you have to turn them off and turn them back on again. And I just wanted to, basically I was saying, I don't care what you did. I just need to get over there. And she was just trying to defend herself and explain to me, and as was Elizabeth. And I'm pretty much telling everybody to be quiet. I mean, I was a complete jerk about this. Eventually, it got a little heated, and I was just not very nice to either one of them. And yeah, it's because I was panicking, but there's really no excuse. I could have calmly handled this. So that was the problem. I was able to correct it. But, you know, the damage was done, and nobody was, they were nice, but I could tell that they were hurt, and I felt bad, because I always, when I say stupid things, which is more than I'd like to admit, and again, I'm being honest with you, this is who I am. I'm a passionate person. Sometimes my mouth runs away with me. I can go into overdrive, and something I'm aware of. So I apologized to both of them. Eileen and I went to church, and she was really good about things, but I know that I didn't let her speak. You know, that's rude of me. And I said it over and over, honey, I'm rude. I'm sorry. I was wrong. Please forgive me. And she's good. She's good. She doesn't hold it against me, but I was feeling bad about it. And we said our prayers. We pray together in the morning. Because our schedule was a little different today. Sometimes we do it in the living room, but today we prayed on the way to church. So I get to Mass, and here's the gospel. And I want to read this to you. It's a little longer, but this is Jesus encountering the Pharisees. And I'll explain why this really got to me. It's Mark chapter 7, verses 1 through 13. When the Pharisees with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and scribes questioned Jesus, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" Now, before I tell you what Jesus said, here's what was tending to happen in the time of Christ. The Pharisees were making up some rules. They were coming up with ways to make themselves look good, essentially, as they worshiped God. But they were adding to the Mosaic law. They were adding regulations and laws that were really burdensome to the people and that at the same time didn't really honor God because they were trying to build themselves up and make themselves look good. So this is what Jesus said. "Well did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites, as it is written." Now, this is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, and this is the part that got me. And Jesus is citing Isaiah. "This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts." Now, what really got me was the first part of that. The Lord is saying, "This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." And I realized that was me. You know, sometimes I do a really good job writing and praying and reading spiritual books. I do a really good job going through the motions. But I do a really bad job sometimes truly loving God and truly loving those around me. And again, this love that I'm talking about, it is not a feeling. This love is an action. It's a conscious choice to put the other person first. So when I say loving God and loving other people, it means really putting their needs first. Sometimes I don't do that. And there are times, and I'm becoming more aware of this, and I really am happy about the fact that the Holy Spirit's bringing this to my attention. There are times when, you know, as a family, we do pray several times each day together, which is fantastic. It's something we really started getting into as the pandemic came about, and we've really kept it up. So it's whenever we can, we make it a point to do that. We pray a rosary at night, pray a chaplet of divine mercy, whoever's home at 3 p.m., the hour of divine mercy, the hour of mercy. We pray the Angelus throughout the day, and you know, and we have a good conversation with God as a family. We take turns leading. I mean, it's really great that we're able to do that. But there are some times when I have honestly thought, oh no, we got to say our prayers and I'm really tired. I just want to zone out. And that's been happening. But the good thing is, the reason this is coming, this is helping me, is because then all of a sudden something kicks in. And I think, but wait a minute, I'm going to be in the presence of God when I pray. And I'm going to be able to address him like we did at the beginning of the show today. And you know what? That's really been helping me. And I'm going to credit the Holy Spirit for that. And sometimes I'll just picture the Father or the Son or the Holy Spirit or the Blessed Mother or Saint Joseph, whoever I'm praying to, or of course, in the case of Mary and Joseph, asking for their intercession. You know, so I realized that I'm not just saying words. I'm really communicating with a person. And in the case of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, divine people. So that's an amazing privilege. And that's really helped me. But there are times when, especially when we're praying grace before meals and I'm really hungry, and we don't do an extensive grace by any means, but there are times when maybe I'm really tired or maybe I'm hungry and I sort of space out. Did you ever do that when you're praying? But I feel the Holy Spirit's working with me on that, and I'm doing that less. But I absolutely are one of these people that Jesus is accusing of honoring him with their lips, but not their hearts. And again, you know, I'm going to tell you, it's not that bad that we're recognizing that. If you do that, the good news is you're able to recognize it. And maybe during Lent, we can work on that. Now, this whole idea of give up worry for Lent, that's based on the idea of give up worry and take on Jesus or follow Jesus and learn to trust him. So we're not just giving up worry. We are giving up worry and clinging to Jesus or trying to follow him. So it's that we're adding something in addition to giving up something. But when we worry, essentially, when we pray and then we go and worry, we are honoring God with our lips, but not with our hearts. Because if we were really honoring him with our hearts, what would we do? We would take those, when we're anxious, when we start to feel the fear, we would let that turn into prayer instead of worry. You know, so sometimes we all do that. So by giving up worry, we're getting better at this. Now, let me just conclude this gospel. Jesus said, "You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." He went on to say, "How well you have set aside the commandment of God in order to uphold your tradition." And then he says a few more things. And I think I'm gonna leave it there because I made the point I wanted to make. But what really got me is the whole idea of going through the motions. So if you're someone who struggles with that, I'm going to pray for you. I'll continue to pray for you. And please pray for me that we can both get better at that. So when we are really fully engaged and present when we're praying. Even you don't have to feel anything. See, don't get concerned about feelings, but just try your best. Try to control your thoughts as best as you can, and try to remember whom you're speaking with. It's a pretty amazing privilege. Anyway, that's the story. But By the way, just for the record, I have apologized profoundly or profusely, I guess is the word I'm looking for, several times throughout the day, and Eileen has been fantastic. She's very good to me. She's very forgiving, and I'm going to work on it because I don't want to just be praying and having this quiet time with God and then go out and be a jerk to other people, because that's not what he wants me to do. And you know what? We are all called to be the image of Christ. That's our goal in life. And that is possible through the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's job is to transform us into the image of Jesus. And that can be done. Little at a time, but it can be done. So let's let that be our Lenten goal. Okay, I'm going to run. Thank you for listening. If you have any questions, gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. If you are able to support my work financially, I would greatly appreciate it. If you could possibly become a monthly sponsor, I'd really like to get at least one or two monthly sponsors from today's program. So if you're able to do that, could you please consider doing it today? It would really help me. Things are looking pretty tight right now financially. So if you're able to do that by going to followingthetruth.com and clicking on donate and signing up to be a monthly sponsor of my work, I would really, 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 really appreciate it. And remember, you could cancel it after 1 month. You can make one donation and that's it. But it would really help me. If you like the work that I do, it would help me to sustain my ministry and be able to support my family. So followingthetruth.com is the place to go to do that. You just click on donate. I hope you have yourself a... And thank you. Thank you in advance for taking that into consideration. I hope you have a fantastic night. And I look forward to catching you again tomorrow on Following the Truth. Don't forget Sunrise Morning Show, Catholic Answers Live, and the Busted Halo Show if you want to catch me tomorrow. Have a wonderful night. God bless you. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.